Welcome to WNW, World News of the Week. We're your hosts. I'm Maya.
And I'm Maya's favorite father, Jeremy.
And only.
Okay. And only father, as far as you know. Jeremy. And this is the show that gets the conversation started in your home. And we invite you to stay tuned to the end of the show for questions to keep the conversation going in your home.
And Word of the Week.
And Word of the Week.
Also, please follow the show. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And it's hard to know what show's coming up if you don't follow the show.
Yeah. Like you can miss it.
Yeah. And also follow us on?
Oh, yeah. Instagram. We're at World News Pod.
Right. And you can email us at?
Well, what are you going to email us for?
worldnewspod@gmail.com. If you have some story, if you have some like suggestions, we have taken some ideas in the past from listeners.
If you want to be a guest, you can say like,
yeah, we love guests. Yeah, great, cool.
What else?
That's great. Okay, what's your sponsor, man?
Mine's chocolate because it's Passover, and you put like chocolate and caramel and sprinkles stuff on matzah, and it gets really good.
Okay, mine was gonna be matzah, but you've kind of covered matzah, so I'm gonna go with haraset, which is
cinnamon apples.
Kind of creates this nice mishmash of deliciousness.
Scrambo jambo.
Raisins, exactly. Scrambo jambo, as a wise woman once said. And it's my favorite part of the Passover Seder. What's our topic today?
You can say it.
Okay. It's Ukraine, Israel, TikTok, and Mike Johnson.
You can also add Taiwan.
And you could also add Gaza. So that's the topic today. So Maya, a huge $96 billion aid package is about to pass. It's been months in the making. What has finally got us to this moment?
This is what I think. So there's a House Speaker, his name's Mike Johnson, and he was putting himself before the country, like Donald Trump. And I think that he finally understands how time's running out in Ukraine. And if he doesn't do something, Ukraine will lose the war. He said, can I imitate him?
Sure.
Okay. I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. So he basically said that he wanted to have Ukraine confront Russia instead of the U.S. And to make that even more simple, he kind of said Russia is a problem and he doesn't want the U.S. to deal with it. Some members of Congress were threatening to vote him out of his position as the House Speaker if he talks about or brings up the bill that they want to pass to move on to the Senate, so Ukraine and Israel can get the aid that they need. But finally, he didn't care, and he brought it up, and it passed. It passed the House, so it's pending in the Senate.
And then it has to be signed by Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, I think we all know he'll pass it.
Yeah. And one thing, you know, I did some reading about this today, and I forgot about this, but one thing that's important, you know, when Johnson says, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys, he means his own kids. He definitely has one, he might have a second child who's in the military right now. And so he knows, he has to think about it. You know, he understands, I think, that if the U.S. doesn't help Ukraine, that the U.S. could be fighting Russia.
So, Dad, we're talking about this aid bill that's being passed. What's in it?
Of the $96 billion, $26 billion is aid for Israel to defend itself. 26.4. To defend itself against Iran and Hamas and Hezbollah. $4 billion are designed to replenish the Iron Dome and David Sling missile defense systems, which I think you're going to talk about later. $61 billion in assistance for Ukraine. You know, Ukraine is basically, as a country, as a nation, their military is running out of artillery, which is, and air defense, which is effectively, they're, as a country, running out of bullets, and they can't fight Russia anymore on the ground, and it's become a ground war. There's $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza, which is very tricky because a lot of money that goes to Gaza tends to get lost and tends to end up in somehow ending up in tunnels and other things. I would imagine they're going to try and send over send over literally food and medical supplies. The bill also has over $8 billion to quote counter communist China and ensure a strong deterrence in the region by supporting Taiwan. And then there's this, we'll talk about this later, but this
The TikTok ban.
The TikTok ban, which somehow became a part of this. And there are probably 107, there are, I looked at 170 million users. So basically half of the United States, every second person, you don't have TikTok and I don't. So there are two other people out there.
Mom does.
I don't know if Mom is on TikTok. Is she?
She has.
Okay.
She has.
We're going to be potentially disappointed by this. And we'll come back to the TikTok ban.
Dad, why does Ukraine need this aid? What's going on in Ukraine? Give me an update.
So Ukraine has been slowly losing the war against Russia, and their president, Vladimir Zelensky, has been telling the world that unless they start getting weapons and they start getting artillery, they will lose. And they've given up some ground as of late, and they're running, like I said, lower artillery, you know, bullets and shells and missiles to defend themselves. And if Ukraine falls, then, as you noted, and we talked about the other day, as you noted, it becomes a much bigger problem. Like, what if Putin attacks?
Finland and Poland.
Or lots of other European countries. Those are two that we worry about. And it's not just that we worry that Russia attacks Finland and Poland, but because they're members of NATO. What's that?
NATO.
Right. What happens if you attack a NATO country?
So NATO is like all these different countries that are like grouped together. So let's say Russia attacks Finland, which is part of NATO, then the U.S. will come and all of these other countries that are part of NATO will also be attacking Russia. They'll be on Finland's side. So the problem is it's like kind of a way. So, you know, Russia and other countries that aren't part of NATO won't attack a NATO country.
I think you're 99% of the way there. If Russia attacks a NATO country, then it's like they've attacked the United States. The United States is legally obliged to go and support Finland or Poland. And so I think that's what's going on with Mike Johnson. I think he's saying to himself, oh boy, if Russia succeeds in Ukraine and then they attack Poland, suddenly we could be at war with Russia, and we don't want that. We don't want to have our American boys out there. And so that's the issue. Why does Israel need aid right now?
So
Israel's a pretty strong country, right?
Yeah. So Israel's main form of defense is something called the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome is basically a system where, let's say that Iran, which they did, sent missiles into Israel. The Iron Dome is a network of missiles that would track down Iran's missiles, and they would make them explode, or they would knock them out so that no one would get hurt. The thing is, the U.S. provides the missiles that support the Iron Dome. So if Iran sent missiles into Israel, which they did, and Israel didn't have enough missiles to, like, explode them, that would kind of be the U.S.'s fault.
And Israel would be kind of vulnerable to attack, right?
Yeah.
And also what's kind of interesting with that is, you know, people don't like to think about it this way, but there's an American interest in selling those weapons. You know, Israel's a customer, too. You know, they're effectively going to keep American manufacturers these weapons in business too. Not necessarily a good reason, but it's a reality.
So by passing this bill, the U.S. is reinforcing the Iron Dome, making sure that Israel is safe.
Right. And just like Russia, where it's better for Ukraine to fight Russia, the U.S. needs a strong Israel to fight Iran. Iran is for lack of a better term, it's kind of a crazy country. They make crazy choices and they support terrorism. And it's much easier for the U.S. to ask Israel to fight Iran from nearby rather than waiting for Israel to be weak and having to do it themselves.
Why are some opposing aid to Israel?
It's a good question. It's really in the news right now as a lot of the campus protests have flared up this week. Unfortunately, some see Israel as the oppressor. People have forgotten that Hamas started this war and that Hamas is a terrorist entity, and they're still holding hostages, over 130 of them. And you know, one of the things that baffles me is the people that are supporting Hamas, many people who are supporting Hamas don't even realize that Hamas would like to see, you know, would like to destroy the United States. And a lot of people who are supporting, who are protesting on behalf of the Palestinians and supporting Hamas don't even stop to consider that Hamas would certainly not uphold any of the values that they have, like gay rights, for example. There's no chance that you could be, a gay person in Gaza. There's no chance under Hamas that could be allowed. You know, just as one example. So, these people they've lost themselves in protesting against Israel completely.
Dad, why is there aid in this package for Gaza and Israel? Shouldn't the U.S. pick a side?
Yeah, this is a really good question, Maya. So,
thank you.
The Democrats are trying to do their best to support Israel, which has a right to defend itself. And again, which did not start this war. But they're also trying to support the Gazans who are trying to live their lives, the non-Hamas Gazans who are just bystanders. It's impossible to get this right. There are Hamas supporters who will receive aid, but they're trying to solve a humanitarian crisis because some Gazans are starving. And that's a reality that we can't ignore. So they're sending food and other supplies to Gaza, and it's billions of dollars. And Maya, this relates to the election. How?
Young people tend to support Gaza, and young people also tend to support the Democrats. And so Joe Biden is scared that young people will leave the party over Israel and either vote for Trump or stay home and not vote if Biden supports Israel too much. So Biden's trying to have it both ways by also sending aid to Gaza.
Right. And those young people were really critical in him defeating Trump last time, and he needs those young people to show up to win the election.
Yeah. Dad, how did TikTok end up in this mess?
Right. It's kind of strange. We're talking about supporting Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine, and somehow TikTok gets wrapped up into this. And Congress is kind of a crazy place where large bills get passed and there are a lot of interests at play. And at the last minute, someone throws in something bizarre.
Like almond cookies. Yeah. Every day here.
Yeah. I mean, not quite that bizarre, but there have been some weird ones over the years. So you have a bill where Congress approves, say, like meals in elementary schools, and then someone throws in drilling oil in Alaska and won't pass the education bill unless they get the oil. And I think that's an actual example. The system kind of does and doesn't work. It brings in some compromises. They kind of say, well, to get you to vote for this, we'll throw something in for you. And so that's what they did with TikTok. To get the Republicans on board, they threw in this TikTok ban that Republicans wanted. And TikTok now has a year, or will once this gets passed, will have a year to sell. So, Maya, do you know, like, why are Republicans worried about TikTok?
Well, TikTok is one.
I think we have two conflicting numbers here. I think we said 170, and here it says 148, but that's okay.
Well, TikTok has, according to this, 148 million users. That's almost half of Americans, like one out of every two, like we were saying. China could sway the elections or change the news stories.
Right. They've got, imagine.
China owns TikTok.
Yes.
Well, no. Yeah, a company based out of China owns TikTok.
Right. And so imagine like a Chinese company owns TikTok and they can send information to the United States that reaches one of every two Americans. So that's a lot of power that China has in the United States right now. And TikTok isn't just dance videos. There are a lot of ideas and opinions expressed on TikTok. And so a lot of congressmen are concerned that you know, that TikTok has too much power in the United States. And so they've given TikTok the time to sell, and they'll have to sell to an American company, or they'll have to shut down.
So Dad, what do you think is going to happen to Mike Johnson in the end?
I don't think this is the end of Mike Johnson yet. I think that he has played his cards pretty well on this one. I mean, it took him way too long to get here, but he stared down some bullies in his party. And I think that they're not going to get rid of him because they realize that it's going to create a bigger mess and they're not going to be able to elect a speaker. They're going to look foolish, and that he's done something that had bipartisan support. I think Mike Johnson's going to last. I mean, he's not going to last much beyond the election, but I think he's going to survive this round.
Questions to keep the conversation going. We don't have a word of the week, but we'll think of one. So what do you think is going to happen to Mike Johnson? If you were going to change something in the bill, what would you change, add, take out? Who do you want to become the House Speaker if it's not Mike Johnson?
And the last one, are you a little nervous about TikTok going away? Is it something that's important to you?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'd like it to go away. Okay, do we have a word of the week?
Bipartisan.
Bipartisan. What does bipartisan mean? Both parties agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Good episode. Bye-bye.